One of the things about a city is the street life. And in the city of New York, street life means street vendor life. The sizzle and smell of street vendor cuisine.
Thank you very much.
This is Sammy's food cart in West Soho in Manhattan, just before the lunch rush.
So what are you making?
Making egg food?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a kind of meat-based food. It's a chicken, lamb, rice. You see the jar is there.
There's such loyalty and love for street vendor cuisine in New York that for the past 7 years, the city has held the so-called Vendy Awards to celebrate the top street chefs of New York. And this year, there's a twist. In addition to best new cart, best pizza, best fusion food, best dessert, they've added the category vendor hero to commemorate, in part, street vendors like Dwayne Jackson, who helped foil the Times Square car bomber last year.
The first thing I saw were the keys in the ignition, and I walked directly to the car, looked in the window, and saw that the car was running. And my natural instinct was to look around to see what knucklehead left this car here.
Street vendor heroes, it's an idea that has got Sean Baczynski excited. He's director of the Street Vendor Project in New York City and one of the folks who came up with the hero category. It's a natural, he says.
They are heroes, John. You know, for 7 years now, we've done at the Vendy Awards for the best food vendor to celebrate the best culinary contribution. But really, vendors provide more than just great food. And this is a way for us to recognize that vendors do all kinds of heroic acts in our city every day.
You know, I was thinking after 9/11, Sean, that a place of vulnerability in New York was actually, you know, and this is just how my paranoid mind works, that there could be like a whole bio-warfare weapon that could be, you know, put in one of those vendor carts. And in fact, just the opposite has proved to be true. In some ways, the street vendors are the see-something, say-something frontline army on the street corners of New York.
That's right. And there's 10,000 vendors out there every day, and they're basically standing there. You know, they're working, but they have a lot of time to look around each day, and they're a part of their block, right? And so they know if something is wrong on their block. They know if somebody is looking suspicious or whatever it might be. Really, they can be the eyes and ears of the police. The problem, we have 1,200 members here, but they don't talk about their acts of heroism because they don't see it as that.
Hi, so my name's John Hockenberry. What's your name?
Mohammed.
Mohammed.
Mohammed sells coffee and rolls downtown, and while he's a really nice guy with a mean cup of $1 coffee, we found he wasn't jumping on the hero vendor idea right away.
Do you think street vendors could be heroes?
I don't think so.
Well, there were those two guys at Times Square who told the police about that bomber, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you have a point on that.
But if somebody pulled up and looked suspicious, you'd be watching, you'd know, right?
Yeah, but there's nothing suspicious on this block. Well, if there's something unusual, I can tell, but usually I'm just busy over here.
In fact, a nosy reporter was the most trouble he'd seen on his block for a while. We politely said farewell. Vendy's organizer, Sean Baczynski, says the mission here is to recognize big newsworthy events in New York, like the Times Square bomber, and also globally, the Tunisian fruit vendor, whose dispute with a cop, you'll remember, started the Jasmine Revolution that's still going on. Mohamed Bouazizi. Here's his mom, Minobia, speaking to the BBC months ago.
At around 10 a.m., as he was making his way through the streets, the policewoman began to harass my son, so he called his uncle to help him. She left him alone, only to return later to confiscate his cart. Mohammed said no. The policewoman took the fruit, but when she tried to take his scales, Mohammed refused. She slapped him and began to insult and curse his father.
Those bigger stories made the news. And those happen in various different ways. You'll see vendors in the news. Last year, a vendor, you'll sometimes hear about this with cab drivers, but a vendor found a bag of money or something, a valuable violin, you know, different things that are valuable, and the vendor that hangs on to it or finds the owner, you know, tracks them down and gives them back to them. That happens sometimes.
Sean Baczynski of the Vendy Award says it's the small acts of heroism that are as important to celebrate. And over on Hudson Street at Eddie's Pizza Truck in the middle of lunch rush, vendor George agrees. There's a good story in every cart, just like the Times Square bomb whistleblowers.
To those guys, I mean, they deserve it. They stopped someone. I mean, in my eyes, I would do the same thing they did. You just gotta, I guess, whoever has it in them to do the right thing.
You know, last year I remember there was a fruit vendor who, there was a pigeon that had gotten its leg trapped in a string, and the vendor ran across the street and jumped up on a box of fruit and cut the pigeon free. Now, this is heroism in a small scale. It never made the newspaper, but this happens all the time.
It doesn't take someone to be an officer or anything to put yourself out there. You know, you're helping others. Anyone can be a hero.
It could just be a person who's nice to you every morning, who is the first person you speak to when you get your coffee every morning, or a person who helps give you directions. You know, these are maybe smaller acts of heroism, but they should be recognized as well.
And is this something that is applicable outside of New York? I mean, there's a whole street culture in New York that is unique to this city, but, you know, vendors are not unheard of outside of New York.
Oh, well, across the country, they're growing in numbers, and of course, around the world, there are millions of street vendors. In other cities, they are much more prominent even than they are here. In New Delhi, there's 500,000 street vendors.
Right, right.
In Mexico City, there's almost 500,000 street vendors. As you know, vendors are almost all immigrants in New York City, and they work very hard. By and large, they're very modest, salt-of-the-earth type of people, and they don't like to beat their own drum. And oftentimes, we have to ask them, and then if we ask them, it turns out, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, last year I ran after a criminal and caught him. You know, you'll hear these kinds of stories, but only if you ask.
Once again, that's Sean Basinski of the New York Vendy Awards. So we asked Sammy in West Soho, and he said, while there's nothing more heroic than a good cheap lunch, vendor hero? You bet.
It's nice. It's like, do you know everything about neighborhood? I think it's okay.
It's a good idea.
Yes, of course. Why not?
Yes, of course. Why not? You can see more heroes by heading to our site where I went out and talked to some street vendors all about heroism. That's at the takeaway.org. And we want you to keep the conversation going. Tell us what other professions you think are heroic. If you had a hero category to put into an award for a different profession than street vendor, what would you say? Ingo writes to us on Facebook, I'm still of the opinion that true heroism is when someone goes to extraordinary lengths to save or protect another without expecting any kind of award. Firefighters, police officers, military servicemen and women, Peace Corps volunteers, those are my votes. A Florida listener texts us, workers installing greener solutions for energy. Example, electric car converters. Continue the conversation by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And want to get a jump start on what's on the next day, on tomorrow's show, like that listener in Florida, you can subscribe to get our takeaway texts. We'll tell you what we'll talk about and then give you a chance to weigh in. Just send the word START to 69866. Normal texting rates apply.